Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLX. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
As the election draws near, high-profile figures from both political parties are making their case to Marion County voters. Let's go in-depth with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, U.S. Representative for Florida's 20th Congressional District and Chair of the Democratic National Committee.
Congresswoman, it's a busy time of year for you, isn't it?
It sure is. We're 19 days from Election Day, and early voting is already underway in Iowa, and we're just out there talking across the state about the importance of making sure we get out and vote and supporting President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden, because this presidential election, I think we've never had more at stake, and the choice has never been more clear. We have a president who's been able to pull us out of the ditch from the worst economic crisis that we faced since the Great Depression, and had 31 straight months of job growth in the private sector thanks to his leadership and his policies. What we don't need to do is go backwards to failed policies that crashed our economy in the first place, like Mitt Romney proposes. We need to move our economy forward and continue to rebuild it from the middle class out, and that's what we're talking to Iowa voters all over the state.
And what are you hearing from Iowa voters?
Well, we've really got an unprecedented early vote operation and grassroots operation underway. Dozens of offices opened around the state of Iowa, and what we're hearing, and I've been to Iowa many times during this campaign now, they're concerned about making sure that we have a president who continues to fight for the middle class and working families like Barack Obama has. They want to make sure that we've got a president who gets that we've got to continue to invest in education, that we've got to make investments in renewable energy sources like wind production. I've heard many times that they find it offensive that Mitt Romney opposes reenacting the wind production energy tax credit, and that we've got to make sure that those kinds of issues that create jobs in the state of Iowa, that we've got a president who gets it, not one that says, oh, no, let's put in place a $5 trillion tax cut plan that Mitt Romney has, that no matter how you try to do the math, every objective expert looks at it and says, you increase taxes on the middle class to pay for more budget-busting tax rates for millionaires and billionaires.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the election with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, U.S. Representative for Florida's 20th Congressional District and Chair of the Democratic National Committee.
Well, and sort of behind the scenes, there's a bit of a concern here, people I've been talking to, about mortgage interest rate tax deduction. Do you think that that's under consideration by the Romney campaign or by the Obama campaign?
Well, when asked the other night in the debate, which, by the way, I thought President Obama decisively won because he was clear and consistent, demonstrated his leadership and his experience in moving us forward, Mitt Romney really continued to talk about what is basically a sketchy deal, as President Obama called it, with no details. He was asked point blank by a voter in the audience at that debate, what loopholes, what deductions he would close to pay for his $5 trillion tax cut plan, and he wouldn't say. He continued to duck and dodge and deceive. And, look, the American people deserve some honest answers. President Obama, over the course of bringing us out of the worst economic crisis we've faced since the Great Depression, has made decisions that were hard but right, like rescuing the American automobile industry, like investing in renewable energy and making sure that we have infrastructure that creates jobs and focuses on investing in education so we can out-educate and out-compete and out-innovate the rest of the world. And Mitt Romney says, no, let's go back to policies that allowed big business to play by a different set of rules than the rest of us, and that rewarded his elite friends, and those are the same bad ideas that created the crisis in the first place.
Okay, now a lot of people that I talk to are very concerned with the deficit, and I try to get a handle on the deficit and how deep we are and what President Obama's contribution has been, and I see wide-ranging figures. I see that, or I hear that he's created the deficit that's greater than anybody in history, or I hear that really he hasn't, his contribution to the deficit really isn't that great. What's your perspective on the deficit and his role with it?
Well, let's go back away a little bit in history. Remember, President Clinton turned over a record surplus to President George W. Bush, who promptly through two wars that we didn't pay for, through a series of tax cuts in 2001 and 2003 that essentially skewed towards the wealthiest, most fortunate Americans that we didn't pay for, and a prescription drug benefit that, while good for seniors, even though it had this massive coverage gap, we didn't pay for that either. So those things blew a massive hole in our deficit, and so President Bush turned over a record deficit and the worst economic crisis that we've faced since the Depression to President Obama. That's really the largest set of problems that any president has inherited since FDR. And so, over the course of time, President Obama's made tough decisions to start to try to dig us out. He stopped the bleeding through the Recovery Act and was able to make investments in infrastructure and saving the jobs of teachers and first responders like firefighters and police officers, and making investments in that created jobs and retained jobs that would have been lost. And that stopped the hemorrhaging, and we were able to get things turned around. So now we've had 31 straight months of job growth in the private sector. When it came time to dealing with deficit reduction, President Obama worked out a deal, dragged the Republicans kicking and screaming to $1.5 trillion in cuts in deficit reduction. He's proposed $4 trillion in deficit reduction that the Republicans refused to even consider because they won't support. Now, Mitt Romney has said this repeatedly. He wouldn't support even a dollar in revenue for every $10 in cuts to balance to reduce the deficit. Now, that's because they are only interested in one job, Barack Obama's, and they don't want to move our economy forward, because if we move our economy forward, then they know President Obama will get some credit for that. It's really a cynical approach. We need a balanced approach like President Obama has talked about, one that asks the folks who can, the wealthiest, most fortunate Americans, to pay a little bit more, like we did under President Clinton's term, and had the largest, longest sustained prosperity that we've had in modern times.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the election with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, U.S. Representative for Florida's 20th Congressional District and Chair of the Democratic National Committee.
Have we reached a new low in American politics where we're getting all of these gotcha moments? And I'd like to give two examples. One of the gotcha moments was President Obama saying you didn't build that, when clearly he wasn't talking about the businesses, he was talking about infrastructure. And then the other night at the event, when Mitt Romney said binders full of women, and he's received incredible criticism for that. And so why are we doing this? Why are we picking these little moments and blowing up big rather than talking about substantive issues?
Well, I mean, I think even your comparison is apples to oranges. I agree that there are that there has been far too much vitriol in politics today, and unfortunately, I think that's much more the responsibility of the Tea Party, who instead of engaging in really civil debate, has hurled accusations and suggested that the president is not an American and isn't a Christian. And so I think they've dragged us towards that place, unfortunately. And we need to really begin working together in earnest. The examples you used, though, as you said, the we didn't build that comment was one that was ripped out of context deliberately by the Republicans and you know, when they certainly knew that what President Obama was talking about was that all of us, you know, anyone whose success doesn't do it on their own, that they do it, you know, that a business owner, whether it's through the investments in the roads that their vehicles travel on, or the you know, healthcare system that allows their employees to remain healthful, or the education system that educates their future employees, so that they have a well-educated workforce. Those are things that are the result of us all working together. The difference between Mitt Romney and the criticism he's gotten for, when asked whether point blank whether or not he would have signed the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act into law, not only did he refuse to answer, but his example of how he understands the importance of the economy to women was that he had a binder full of women as governor of Massachusetts when looking to hire, you know, qualified senior staff. I mean, that's just show. I think that moment showed how dramatically out of touch and callous Mitt Romney is. He doesn't understand that, as President Obama highlighted, women are the breadwinners in so many families, and that making sure that women get equal pay for equal work is an economic issue over the lifetime of women, but it's an economic issue for families. Because if women make, as they do, $431,000 less over the course of our lifetimes, because we're only paid 77 cents on the dollar for every dollar a man works for the same job, that is real money that the economy is not benefiting from.
Now, one thing that people are talking about around here, friends of mine, is their concern about the Supreme Court. You don't hear a lot about this, but at least in the media that I read or listen to, but there's going to be a dramatic change, potentially, in the structure of the Supreme Court, depending upon who's elected. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, I think there's another example of the really dramatic contrast between President Obama, who, when he had his two opportunities to appoint a Supreme Court justice, appointed Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, you know, two incredibly qualified jurists, you know, women who really made our nation proud, including the first Latina in Sonia Sotomayor. Mitt Romney has already telegraphed that, for example, on a woman's right to choose on Roe versus Wade, that he supports overturning Roe versus Wade. The person who heads up his judicial selection process is Judge Robert Bork, who is the only candidate for Supreme Court that has been rejected by the United States Senate in modern times because he was so extreme. I mean, Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney, they've used examples of some of the most extreme Supreme Court justices, like Justice Scalia, as examples of the kinds of justices that they'd like to see appointed in the future. And that's certainly not the direction that we need to go when it comes to women's reproductive choice, when it comes to civil rights and civil liberties that have been eroded by justices that, like Thomas and Scalia, that have pulled the court rightward.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
You're welcome. Great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks to Debbie Wasserman Schultz for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.